So, welcome to Crackers and Milk Podcast. This is your host, David. I'm back again for another Dave's Den of Discourse. So, I've been actually thinking about more and more of doing these Dave's Dens, and am I really helping Crackers and Milk getting better when I do them? I'm hoping that I am. I actually really do enjoy this whole thing, which I'm grateful for. I love doing these. Like I've said, I'm going to continue to tell you that I love doing this. I love doing this stuff because it is so fun. And today I've been thinking about what I wanted to do for this Dave's Den of Discourse. And it's been really tough because I do have a lot of stuff, a lot of material, and I'm going through a lot more material. I'm trying to make more material for me. Like, I had a suggestion from one of the listeners to talk about dating, and I've struggled with that because, well, I'm a single person, and I have so much more. Other people are so successful at dating than I am. But I'm hoping that when I get those done and I get them out to you guys, that you guys can laugh at some of the things that I've gone through, some of the choices, and you can see how bad of a dater I am. And maybe some of my mindset was bad and some of my mindset is bad. So, you know, whatever. It's going to be fun, I think. But today's podcast, what I really wanted to talk about is I just kind of wanted to talk about my favorite movie and my favorite Disney comedy and why I chose Wreck-It Ralph. Because I chose Wreck-It Ralph as my favorite Disney comedy because I saw myself a lot in Wreck-It Ralph. You know, he has a heart of gold. Because he is beat up so much and people don't like him, he's just so much more accepting of everybody and everything. And so that is something that is a wonderful thing that I find in him that I love. I love that about Ralph. Vanellope, I thought she was funny. And I've been around, like I dated somebody that was kind of like that at a point. And it was funny. Like, she was funny at times and that sort of thing. Like, and so when you meet somebody like that and when you're around somebody like that where they're funny and you're interested in them and you care about them, like, it just kind of brings out the child in you. And, like, Ralph, it took Ralph a long time to bring out, to have the child brought out from him by Vanellope. So I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that relationship between the two. I really enjoyed the clarification or the epiphany that Fix-It Felix got when he was talking to Ralph of like, oh, you don't understand what I'm doing. You don't, you know, I've put in jail and all this stuff, you know, all this negative stuff. And Ralph's like, well, that's been my life. And he's like, and Felix just had that moment of clarity in his mind, of, oh, yeah. Yeah, that is, yeah. You know, and I think all of us have those types of moment of clarity where we just realize certain things in our life where it's like, whoa, wait a minute. Huh. Where it just hits you in the face. Just bam, bam. You're just like, oh, huh. You know, I've had a lot of those in my life. And that's, you know, and that climax or that part where Ralph sees what he needs to do to help somebody out. And he does it. Without any question, he does it because he cares so much. And then he gets the moment of clarity where it's like, look, I'm not a bad guy. You know, the bad Anon chant that they do, the bad guy chant, he sees it. He sees that he isn't a bad guy. And he has just that moment of clarity or the epiphany that he needed to understand what's best. And he showed love and he showed caring towards this, towards Vanellope. And, you know, I thought that was really good. So at one point I did a play and it was just a silly play. And they did so many candy references. And because I always love candy, I got them. And that's why I also like Wreck-It Ralph, because they do so many candy puns. And like one of the times, like I didn't mention this on the podcast because we did the Disney comedy podcast and I'm posting it tomorrow because today's Wednesday. I'm posting it tomorrow and I'm hoping that you will listen to it. You know, you could listen to this one, get a little going with it, but listen to that one. That one's funny. The guys, Ryan and Jake, did great. They did awesome. But I'm going to talk about my movie because their movie, they talk about their movie. They do a great job, and I'm going to talk about my movie just a little bit. So with Wreck-It Ralph, like I just found it so funny, so fascinating, but also enlightening. And the references in there, like I wanted to mention this yesterday on it, but I didn't because it came to me later where he's trying to retrieve his medal. And she sees it and he says that medal is precious to me. And I honestly thought of Lord of the Rings and Gollum. Because it just was a good, like, you know, it's like precious to me. And they say it a couple of times. So I thought it was really funny. Yeah, I hope you guys like it. Because it was a fun podcast to do. I enjoyed hanging out with them. I enjoyed their insight to their movie. And what they enjoyed about their movie. So I hope you watch it because they did a great job. They did a great job. And I think I did a pretty good job too. And then, you know, that's all that really stuck out to me from Wreck-It Ralph. And I hope that helped you. And I hope sometime in your life, I don't know when, because sometimes getting that moment of clarity or getting that moment of the epiphany moment in our lives is very difficult and it just comes at you at times and you don't know when it's going to come at you, but it comes, it hits you and it's a whoa type of thing. And I'm wondering what was your epiphany? What came and hit you? Remember that. Remember what hit you, how it hit you, and what you were feeling and what it made you do to become a better person. What was it? I hope you guys enjoyed this. I enjoyed doing this. Please like it, subscribe, leave a comment if I need to do a little bit better job with them and bring it more tight. But I thank everybody. I love you all. Please be good. Make those good choices and help build, don't destroy.